From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stephanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo testing the Jakarta-Bandung fast train. The president affirms competitiveness ranking up 10 places due to infrastructure development. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo carried out a test run of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train on Wednesday. In a statement to the media after a trial at Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train station, or KCJB Padalarang, West Bandung Regency, President Joko Widodo remarked that the train is comfortable to use, even when it reaches the maximum speed of 350 km per hour. The fast train is comfortable, and at the speed of 350 km per hour, I didn't feel it at all, but when sitting and walking. This is the civilization. This is the speed. The government hopes that the people will be able to use this fast train starting in early October. Moreover, President Joko Widodo aims that the first high-speed train in Indonesia can be inaugurated soon and enjoyed by a lot of people. However, he has completely handed over the target to the management of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train, including the determined fare. President Joko Widodo also hopes that the presence of this mode of transportation can enhance people's interest in moving from using private cars to public transportation. This is really important to reduce traffic jams and air pollution in Jakarta, Bandung, and surrounding areas. Still from President Joko Widodo, he said Indonesia's world competitiveness ranking has risen 10 places from 44 in 2022 to 34 in 2023 on account of massive infrastructure development. The world competitiveness ranking is issued by the International Institute for Management Development. The 10th spot rise is the highest rise in the world, and one of the causes is infrastructure matters. This was affirmed by the president while opening the 8 years of National Strategic Projects 2023 event on Wednesday. He also said that in the past 8 years, 161 national strategic projects has been completed, with total worker absorption reaching 11 million. The increase in the number of workers is one of the factors that increased Indonesia's competitiveness. Back about the fast train, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir has praised the operational technology used by PT Kereta Cepat Indonesia China in the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway, saying it is equivalent to the technologies employed by Europe and Japan. At Halim Station in Jakarta on Wednesday, he remarked that if the government compares it with Europe, United States, and Japan, Indonesia is equivalent to them. There are various technologies for high-speed railways. He also said that France, Spain, and Japan also have it. Minister Thohir further said that while there are several high-speed train technologies in different countries, the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway has adopted the latest Chinese technology for high-speed trains. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime and Investment has said that Indonesia must take the lead in investment competition in electric vehicle sector as soon as possible. Secretary to the Ministry's Deputy for Investment and Mining Coordination, Rifki Setiawan, said that the transition from conventional vehicles to EVs in the global market has been very rapid, and he affirmed that it is related to Indonesia's commitment to the Paris Agreement. Countries in the world are already competing to produce EVs. Turkey is sending a ship carrying equipment to set up two field hospitals to Libya with 148 medical staffs, Health Minister Fahrettin Koca pointed out on Wednesday after a catastrophic flood killed thousands of people. As reported by Arabnews.com, Turkey has already sent 3 aircraft to transport humanitarian aid, as well as a rescue team and an 11-member medical team to Libya on Tuesday. The ship that will depart from the western city of Izmir on Wednesday night will also transport ambulances and emergency response vehicles, Koca said in a statement posted on X. Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan conveyed diplomats from Turkish embassy in Tripoli arrived in the disaster-stricken area, along with the Turkish rescue and medical teams to coordinate aid efforts. China on Tuesday unveiled a plan to deepen integration between the coastal province of Fujian and self-governing Taiwan, touting the benefits of closer cross-strait cooperation while sending warships around the island in a show of military might. As quoted by CNN.com, the directive issued jointly by the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee and the State Council vows to make Fujian a demonstration zone for integrated development with Taiwan and the first home for Taiwanese residents and businesses to settle in China. The document, hailed as a blueprint of Taiwan's future development by Chinese experts cited in a state media, comes at a delicate moment in the cross-strait relations as Taiwan gears up for its presidential election in January. Singapore continues to face challenges as a small and open economy, but Singaporeans have a better chance of keeping the country exceptional if the government stands together and stays united. This was stated by the country's outgoing President Halimah Yacob on Wednesday, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com in a speech at her farewell reception at the Istana. She recalled how Singaporeans observed safe distancing rules and supported each other during the COVID-19 pandemic. The government, according to Halimah, could not have brought Singapore out of the pandemic by itself. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Republic School in Tokyo had the honor of participating in the school festival in Seibu Bunri last Saturday. The students of the school were present by presenting a unique performance, Rampak Kendang. the festival at Seribu Bunri Junior High or High School Saitama is part of the 65th anniversary of the diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Japan. The education and cultural attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Yusli Wardiatno, said that the Rampak Gendang performance is expected to strengthen and bridge relation between citizens' people-to-people contact of the two countries. According to Yusli, more activities that involve people-to-people contacts, especially between the younger generation, will further strengthen Indonesia-Japan relations in various fields in the future. Yusli also said that the Indonesian school's participation in the Seibu Bunri Festival was an implementation of the results of the meeting between the education and cultural attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo and the principal of Seibu Bunri School, Marques Pedro, last May 16. This is also a return visit from the Seibu Bunri University of Hospitality delegation to the Indonesian Embassy on August 10. In the future, it is hoped that more cultural activities will be carried out jointly between the Indonesian Republic School in Tokyo and the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo with Seibu Bunri. Rampak Kendang is a work of traditional Indonesian musical arts that combines elements of gamelan and kendang. This art was performed by 10 students and one supervising teacher. In an official statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo on Monday, stated that their performance really amazed the audience who gathered in the main courtyard of this Seibu Bunri school. Several students from Seibu Bunri also tried to play rampak kendang equipment, including gamelan and drums. The principals of Seibu Bunri, Marques Pedro, also expressed his gratitude for the Indonesian Republic schools in Tokyo's visit to his school. Both schools agreed to explore various other activities that could be carried out jointly in the future. According to Yusli Wardiatno, even though the distance between Sayama and Tokyo is quite far on the map, with efficient transportation, the journey only takes around 1.5 hours. This opens up great opportunities for cultural exchange and closer collaboration between the two schools.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back this year. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today in history, we start with an event on September 14, 1940, OPEC was established. Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, is an organization that came from countries that export petroleum. The organization is a place to negotiate issues related to production, cost, and oil exporters among its member countries. OPEC was founded on September 14, 1960 in Baghdad, Iraq by five countries that owned giant oil resources, namely Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. When it was firstly founded, there were only 5 countries joining the organization. Since 1965, OPEC Secretariat is located in Vienna, Australia. Moving to an event on September 14, 2007, Japan launched a spacecraft to the moon. Japan launched a space probe named Kaguya on September 14, 2007 from the Tanegashima Space Center on Tanegashima Island, Kagoshima Prefecture, to its geostationary orbit on the moon. The name Kaguya is taken from the name of the princess in Japanese legend. Another name is Selene, Selenological and Engineering Explorer. Kaguya or Selene is a project developed by JAXA, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, which was built in 1969 for the development of space development missions. The main mission of Kaguya is to explore the moon and research the lunar surface, gravity, and other things to uncover its origins and evolution of the moon. We end today in history with an event on September 14, 2003. Estonia held a referendum on joining the European Union. On 14 September 2003, a referendum was held to decide whether Estonia should join the European Union or not. Membership of the European Union has been one of the main goals of Estonia's foreign policy since its independence in 1991. Estonia was invited to start negotiations to join the European Union in 1997 and was officially invited to join at a summit in Copenhagen in December 2002. Results of the referendum: more than 2/3 of voters voted in favor of joining Europe. Estonia finally joined the European Union on 1st May 2004. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Lama-lama ku bosan hilang kamu, selalu tinggalkanku hampanya diriku, jadi tak menentu. Lama-lama ku usah jatuh cinta kepada dirinya. Maafkanlah aku yang tak bisa menunggu dirimu. We'll be right back.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on water mist spraying continues to clean Jakarta's air. Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, along with National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, National Army and other related parties attempted to clean up the air in Jakarta by means of water mist spraying. BNPB Head for Disaster Data Information and Communication Center, Abdul Muhari, in a statement said that the operation was held on September 4th until 11th, 2023, with 82-hour, 50-minute flight duration. This operation also sprayed 70,500 liters of water to make an artificial evaporation on Jakarta sky. Moreover, Abdul further said that the weather modification technology was carried out by two Cessna aircraft. In a day, every aircraft did four sorts in part of Jakarta, such as Central Jakarta, East Jakarta, and North Jakarta. He also remarked that the effort has given a significant impact and the PM2.5 pollutant decrease as reported by ikair.com, so that the skies of Jakarta began to be cleaner. He said BNPB will keep trying to reduce air pollution in Jakarta depending on the required situation. Besides BNPB, the Jakarta provincial government also installed a water mist generator at Jakarta government offices to reduce the pollution. Weather modification expert and water mist generator initiator Trihandoko Seto explained that during the test, the device could reduce the pollution by 50%. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku kesal dengan jarak yang sering memisahkan kita, hingga aku hanya bisa berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak. Barang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu. Saat kau di sisiku, dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Suka bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku to
tunggu dan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana, memecahkan.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On September 1st, 2023, people at Kalurahan Village of Ambar Ketawang in Gamping District, Sleman Regency, Special Region of Yogyakarta, held the Saparan Bekakak tradition. It is held every 15 Sapar in the Japanese calendar, and this year it falls on September 1st. The word Sapar is identical to the Arabic word Safar, which is the second month in the Islamic calendar. The Saparan is a communal feast held every month on Sapar. Meanwhile, Bekakak means the sacrifice of an animal or human slaughtering, so the Saparan Bekakak is a symbolic tradition of slaughtering Bekakak in the month of Sapar. The Bekakak in the tradition is only a human replica made from sticky rice flour in the form of a bride sitting in a cross-legged position. The Saparan Bekakak is held to honor the spirits of Kiai and Nyai Wirasuta, as well as their families. Kiai Wirasuta was an abdi dalam penangsong of Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono I, that is a servant guarding the Sultan with an umbrella, but did not move from Ambar Ketawang resting place to the new place in Yogyakarta when the Sultan was looking for a place for his kingdom's capital. Kiai Wirasuta then lived in Gamping with his family. On one full moon night, there was a disaster in which Mount Gamping collapsed. Ki Wirasuta and his family were caught in an avalanche and were declared missing because their bodies were not found. The Saparan Bekakak was originally held to honor the loyalty of Kiai Wirasuta and Nyi Wirasuta to Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono I. However, as time went on, its purpose was changed to ensure safety for residents who mine limestones due to the limestone mining difficulties and potential dangers. The tradition is held by organizing the Bekakak parade starting from Ambar Ketawang village office, then symbolically slaughtering the Bekakak on Mount Gamping.
Saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya. Tanpa misteri cinta tiada rasa. Sahabat terdekat itu yang kau lihat begitu berharga. Tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno recently launched the wonderful Mosque of Indonesia e-catalog. Sandiaga said, "The background for launching this e-catalog is to provide information to tourists about mosques which are religious tourism destinations in Indonesia." According to Sandiaga, one of the favorite destinations in Indonesia is beautiful mosque, and so far, mosques in Indonesia have not been designated as Muslim-friendly tourism. Therefore, with the launch of this e-catalog, mosques will be encouraged to become tourist attractions, so that many tourists visit areas in Indonesia. Apart from that, it is hoped that new tourist destination routes can be also created, namely exploring the archipelago and visiting iconic mosques. Sandiaga Uno further said that even though the mosque is managed as a tourist attraction, this management must not eliminate its main function as a place of worship. Sandy explained, "The long journey which went through various kinds of cultural acculturations to make mosque in Indonesia each unique. According to Sandy, mosques in Indonesia are religious institutions which cannot be separated from the social life of society. Apart from being a place of worship, the mosque also functions as a place for discussions, commercial activities, educations, and other social activities. This e-catalog cannot accommodate the large potential of other mosques throughout Indonesia. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy hopes that the launch of this e-catalog can be a motivation for mosque administrators throughout Indonesia to promote their mosque. This e-catalog contains information on 74 mosques from 16 provinces in Indonesia, which have potential tourism attractions based on 7 theme categories, namely historical value, architectural value, cultural value, amenity value, educational religious value, pilgrimage destination value, and eco-mosque value. This e-catalog can be downloaded via the website www.indonesia.travel. That was miscellany.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, lanjutkan perjalananku. Uh-uh-uh-uh-uh.
kita, kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan,
listener. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner for listener. Now let's listen to one wonderful song coming from Ermi Kulit. Ermi Kulit is an Indonesian jazz singer. She debuted in 1973. In her singing career, Ermi Kulit has more than 20 albums. In May 2017, the recording company where Ermi Kulit is staying gave her an appreciation for her achievement in the Indonesian music industry. The recording company collected 20 hit songs from Ermi and re-released them as digital copies. One of the songs was Pasrah, or Giving Up. The song created by Richard Kyoto was about someone who gives up on their lovers. Despite waiting for a long time, their lover never came anymore, not even news about them. Well, listener, here is Pasrah by Ermi Kulit.
Lama ku rasa sepinya hati tanpa dirimu. Lama terasa rindu yang dalam menyiksa jiwaku. Lamanya daku kian menahan rasa gelisah yang selama ini selalu saja datang menggoda. Dua purnama tanpa terasa berlalu sudah. Engkau lupakan di mana lagi, kemana lagi harus ku cari tempat untuk bertanya. Angin pun tiada, burung pun tiada, semua tiada bawa berita. Kalau begini, terus begini, aku tak tahu bagaimanakah lagi. Biarlah semua akan kupasrahkan pada yang ilahi. Kau lupakan di mana lagi, kemana lagi harus ku cari tempat untuk bertanya. Angin pun tiada, burung pun tiada, semua tiada bawa berita. Kalau begini, terus begini, aku tak tahu bagaimanakah lagi. Biarlah semua
rasakan barangnya ilahi. Kalau begini, terus begini, aku tak tahu bagaimanakah lagi. Biarlah semua akan kupasrahkan padanya ilahi. Padanya ilahi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Malam ini kasih teringat aku pada.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.